Seagulls and Arctic terns are gathering in large numbers near the Skagway Airport. Some terns are nesting on the runway. This poses a risk to aircraft, and the Department of Transportation is using loud noises to chase them away. Explosions. This is causing much distress to the local dogs.
I have received numerous inquiries about people contacting me and asking what to do because their dogs are absolutely terrified.
Catherine Selmer Mosley is the president of the local Paws and Claws Animal Shelter.
I know that there are definitely better alternatives to what they're doing that would be better for the community as a whole, for the animals and the humans.
Hopefully we can get that dog walking, nest flagging operation back, and then that should reduce the amount of pyrotechnics needed.
Sam Dapsovich is a spokesman for the DOT. He is referring to a program that was in place during the pandemic. Volunteers received a safety vest and some training, and went to walk their dogs through the bird colony at the edge of the airport. The dogs and people would scare the birds away, and they would stay away.
It did a pretty good job, and we didn't have much need for the noise-making devices during the pandemic as a result. But now that the tourism has kind of come back into full swing and most people are back at work in Skagway, this year they haven't been doing that.
Dapsovich says the lack of volunteers coincides with an unusually large number of birds, and they are getting habituated to the sound of explosives. A few days ago, the airport staff had to use their noisemaker upward of 50 times, as the birds wouldn't stay away. This level of noise creates a lot of anxiety for dogs in the neighborhood. Many dogs are running away, hiding, they are confused and scared. Last week, one dog panicked and jumped out of a car and ran on the road until he was hit by another car. The dog did not survive. There are now talks of resuming the volunteer program. When asked why DOT should rely on volunteers to assure the safety of commercial aircraft, Dapsovich said the department does not have the resource to pay for such a program. If volunteers do not step up, airport staff will continue using the noisemakers. In a recent social media post, Selmer Mosley said she was talking with a local DOT worker about reviving the program. In the meantime, she offered some advice to help dogs cope with the noise.
Of course, every dog is different. You can try putting cotton balls in their ears to muffle the sound. People have tried thunder shirts.
She is referring to a dog coat that wraps tightly around the animals, hugging them. This allegedly has a calming effect.
You can use relaxing massage techniques. If your dog's young, you could start desensitizing them to noises like that at low levels and build up from there, creating a positive association with it, usually by feeding them treats or playing with them.
But Selmer Mosley says sometimes there is not much that can be done. In those cases, she advises contacting a veterinarian to get appropriate medications to help. She says loud noises can really affect a dog's quality of life. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.